Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Amelia and Stella with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, legislation reforms introduced to Parliament yesterday aims to enhance Queensland fire services and increase direct investments into dedicated fire services. These changes will establish the Rural Fire Service Queensland and Queensland Fire and Rescue as separate services with their own dedicated budgets. The new Fire Service Advisory Committee will highlight strong volunteer representation, empowering volunteers to raise their own concerns. Once recognised legally, volunteer brigades and their members will be promised better protections in service, as well as legal protection.
A cross-border chase between a Kirindi man and a police overnight, damaging two police vehicles and power lines. The 24-year-old man was alleged to be transporting a stolen bobcat around Brisbane when spotted by police driving erratically around 6 p.m. last night. The truck driver allegedly rammed into a police vehicle in Queensland, leaving a police senior constable with minor injuries, before crossing the border to New South Wales. The truck crashed into power lines south of Moree, ending the chase. The man is scheduled to appear in Inverell local court today after being denied bail.
In national news, Australian businesses could be under threat from fast fashion online retailers Shein and Temu. Market research company Roy Morgan have found more than 2 million Australians are shopping each month on online storefronts, generating a trajectory of more than $2 billion in sales. Paul Zara from the Australian Retailers Association believes the cost of living has certainly fueled the emergence of Shein and Temu. With the increasing cost of living pressures, many Australians will favour lower cost products. The lower prices and convenience may present a significant challenge for Australian businesses who cannot compete.
In international news, North Korea has renounced the goal of reunification with the South and rekindled the relationship with current Russian President Vladimir Putin, thus intensified the tension at Korean Peninsula. Since January, Mr. Kim Jong-un, North Korea's leader, declared South Korea as their primary foe, and the country has been discarding symbols, monuments, and images of reconciliation. In addition, both parties have been participating in military practices near the maritime boundary. Over the past few months, as tension between Pyongyang and Seoul have increased, many analysts have rushed to make predictions about potential future developments, suggesting imminent military actions.
At least 287 elementary students in Nigeria had been abducted from their school in northwest Nigeria by unknown assailants at 8 a.m. yesterday. Locals claimed the unknown gunmen surrounded the government-owned school in Kuringa town before taking the children as hostage. This marks the second mass abduction in the nation in less than a week. School abductions have become increasingly common since 2014, concentrated in the northwest and central regions of the country. Governor Uba Sani stated that "we will ensure that every child will come back. We are working with security agencies."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with a moderate chance of rain in the afternoon. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire's danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.